Alexa, lights up in the office.
It's like he's here.
Alexa, tell me how agile I am.
Kept you waiting, huh?
Welcome to Crosscast episode 126, recorded on Thursday, 21st September 2023. My name is Lewis, and today I'm joined by two absolute guys. The first of them being, doesn't care about story, doesn't care about gameplay, doesn't care about graphics, doesn't care about genre, doesn't care about art style, doesn't care about the game, doesn't care about hygiene, doesn't care about work, doesn't care about food, doesn't care about Coldplay, doesn't care about Coldplay fans, doesn't care about you. It says here he only cares about his gamer score. That is not correct.
No.
Outdated. Long. Yeah, it's well outdated. Doesn't really care about anything anymore.
I care about interplanetary travel and the universe out there that I've been living in for larger weeks. Things.
Okay. All right. Well, that's Alex.
Hello.
You didn't know. Hi. And last but by no means least, freshly sluiced and ready for action. He goes by many names. Hattie Fatner. Little Mai, Philly Jonk, Sniff, Snorf, Snupkin, Snork Maiden, The Groke, The Hemel, Keef. But we know him as the Slippery Bugger, Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what was the first one? I missed that.
Hattie Fatner.
Hattie Fatner. The Hattie Fatner. Is that a Scottish thing?
No. For those in the know, these are all characters from... the Moomins.
Oh.
Hattie Fatner, Little Mai, Philly Jonk, Sniff, Snork, Snufkin, Snork Maiden, The Groke, The Hemel, and of
the
course...
The Hemel?
Yeah, it's based on Max. And Keith.
Oh. Yeah. Moomin Keith.
Moomin Keith. He's all right, you well. Ben, you've got your Kojima Productions t-shirt on.
Yep, repping. My favourite auteur.
Yeah.
Mm.
Is he there? What other auteurs are there? Suda 51? Is he an auteur?
Yeah, he's an auteur. I guess you would class. Was Miyazaki? Is he an auteur?
Hmm. Yeah. What about Miyamoto?
Yeah. He's too big to be an auteur, isn't he? Hasn't there got to be an element of like cult kind of.
Maybe.
I don't know. Let's
Kojima, though. He's pretty big.
I mean, he's a big deal, sure. I don't know what it is. What's the... We should probably look it up.
Look it up.
But I feel like Miyamoto's too ubiquitous and too mainstream to be an author. I don't know.
All right, he's both well. You well. But whilst we look up the meaning of what author is.
I keep thinking you're saying otter, and that is a very different
meaning. Otter. Yeah, he's an otter.
Otter. He's an otter. Very clever.
Not as vicious as a ferret.
No, probably one of my top three favourite water mammals. I would say.
What are the
letters?
The stoat, obviously. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. And I mean, if you're talking water mammals, are we talking strictly river based?
Yes, water.
A beaver, partial to a beaver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Do you remember angry beavers? From on Cartoon Network.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep. Good, so done.
You wouldn't get away with that now, would you?
No, not at all. No.
PC
or Kevin Chicken. The theme song for Kevin Chicken went, Mama had a cow, Mama had a chicken, Dad was proud, he didn't care how. which means that there's something's going on in the background.
What about cat dog? How did that happen?
Or cat dog?
Oh, I don't know. It's just a tragedy waiting to happen. Yeah. Have you got anything nice to drink? I've got diluting juice.
I've got
same here.
Peroni Zero.
Have you?
Mm.
This is on the beers.
Wow.
What's left from my couple of nights away earlier in the week? So yeah.
Oh yeah. So it's a nice picture of a hot tub.
Didn't spend many gaming hours in that hot tub. It was very nice.
How do you feel? How long did you spend in that hot tub?
I was there for 2 days. Well, one day and two nights.
Hot tub?
I wasn't
amazing.
In the hot tub
Your
for two
balls
days.
Must have been...
to think. So it must have been a good 4 or 5 hours over the couple of days in the hot tub.
Yeah, so. Okay. Because I was there last year and there was a hot tub and we're there for a week and I spent a significant amount of time in the hot tub, and by the fourth or fifth day, my skin started to itch because of all the chemicals in the water.
Itchy.
Yeah. Just silly.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it about hot tubs that make you itchy?
Oh, no, it's just the chemicals that are in them.
Okay.
So it's like, spend 20 minutes maximum. And I'm like, guidelines.
Yeah. Guidelines, they're not rules. They're guidelines. Yeah. Guidelines are there to be ignored. Yeah. Nice.
All right.
You're feeling relaxed though, Alex.
I am. Like very relaxed. It's nice.
You look it.
Although I came back and I was away Monday, Tuesday, and we weren't actually that far away. So I was back to work on Wednesday. So literally left where we were at like 8:45 and I was working by 8:30.
Oh, really?
It was like straight back into things, but it was still nice to get away. Nice.
Yeah.
Little anniversary treat.
Oh, lovely.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Alex. 8 years, right?
Yes. 8 long years.
How long have you been married, Lewis?
7.
Ah.
Oh, well, I've been with my beloved wife for 16.
Wow. That's quite a stretch.
It is indeed. That's why I look so tired.
She won't listen.
Nah. She's just upstairs. She can hear me. She's lovely, really.
She's just behind the camera just staring at you.
Say some fucking nice things about me.
I'm married to Dan.
Oh, wait, let's learn it off, Ben. What about you?
Oh, just 2 years this time around. My longest marriage ever. So, whey!
Well, yeah, well done. But you're winning on marriages.
Yes, exactly. Cumulative years 3. Losing very much. I'm the same with games. I lose interest quite quickly. Yeah. No, I'm joking.
This one's got its hooks in, at least.
Yeah, for the time being. Anyway, shall we talk about some news?
There's been some.
There's been some news.
Yep.
What is that news?
Good way to start. Some leaks. There's been plenty of leaks.
Oh, yeah. Leaks. Let's do leaks.
Let's get them leaks out of the way.
I mean, poor Phil Spencer must be like... hiding in a dark cupboard somewhere, like, when will this ever be over? But there was plenty of Xbox leaks this week. There was new consoles, new controllers, new games, want to buy Nintendo. Well, that was a kind of gist of most of it, wasn't it? But
didn't we knew that they look, Nintendo was on that list,
I think, so.
Of acquisitions, there was certainly anyway, like that dream list that they had a few months ago.
I don't think there was really much in here that we didn't kind of know or assume, to be honest. No. It was just the fact seeing it all in black and white. I think the only bit was probably that kind of Bethesda, the Bethesda roadmap of the games that were coming, so the games that weren't necessarily announced. So I think there was things like the next Doom game, there was remakes for some of the Fallout games, there was follow-ups to Ghostwire Tokyo, things like that. Seeing all that in paper was probably a bit disappointing for those guys. And I think they've come out and said like the new Series X refresh, the new Series S refresh is like, and this is something I thought straight away when you see this stuff, like they're submitting these things in and these are already like a year out of date, if not longer. So that doesn't mean these plans haven't changed. And I mean, you've had a Series S refresh since that stuff's here and didn't match what was on that bit of paper, and you've had that 1 terabyte Series S come out and release. And there was no mention of that in terms of they did talk about increasing the storage in this new version. But I'm a bit like, take a lot of this with a pinch of salt. And it's the way like, oh, but look at how the language they're using. Look at this, look at that. And you're like, but they're a corporation. This is how corporations speak. And if anything, a lot of it is quite tame. Like,
very tame.
They're a business at the back of, at the end of the day. So for me, it was just a whole lot of nothing, and it just fuels the console warrior fire. And I'm like, I wish someone would just put them all in a fire and burn the fucking assholes. Like, please.
I do think, though, as much as it is pretty tame for like stuff you talk about in the boardroom, it is a bit like, I don't know, why would you say it over email? I don't know about you guys, but at work, I wouldn't dream of having that sort of conversation knowing that it was sort of traceable. Like, that's the sort of thing you talk about face-to-face. But, like, if it's being recorded in any way, I wouldn't dream of going. That just seems extremely naive to talk about such sensitive information, you know, knowing how leaky these companies can get. It's just, I find that all a bit odd and a bit like, in a way, it's, I think it's done more damage to Phil's PR than anything else, because obviously he projects this, hey, I'm a gamer, I've logged 50 hours in Starfield, I'm just like you paupers. But he's obviously, and we know that's a facade, right, that, you know, he puts forward for the public. Not saying he's like evil or anything, but he's purely driven by keeping his job, doing a good job, making money for the massive mega corporation that he works for. And that became extremely evident to even his like biggest fan. There's no denying now that he is just a cold, calculating businessman like everyone else.
Anyway, yeah.
You know, and it's a shame. I think people probably have, I just think that's done him some damage reputation wise anyway.
I mean, I don't think anyone, well, certainly, I don't think we were naive enough to think he wasn't. Like, it's just that thing. It doesn't mean he doesn't enjoy his games, and it doesn't mean that he can't be like us gamers. But we're gamers, and we can be like that in a boardroom in terms of we're doing our jobs. People were paid
for their jobs.
Like, we're all executives, indeed. We're all on that ship.
Because if anything, it's sort of put in my eyes anyway, it's put a better spin on it for him, or like, and to me he seems more like a more rounded individual, because so he's like obviously a very powerful exec of Xbox, and he also has this persona that he'll put forward as this everyone's favorite uncle, which shows that he can be two different things. He's not just, oh yeah, Biffle's so much fun. I bet he is a lot of fun. I bet he is a great guy to be with at times. But when he's at his work, he's just very much work focused.
Yeah. And to be honest, who isn't like that? Like Alex said, like, we managed to juggle, you know, reasonably grown up jobs with this very immature hobby of ours. So you have, like, I'm completely different at work to how I am like now, for example. Like, I wear a wig.
High heels.
Talking a French accent. Very strange. Nobody's put them onto it.
Carry a baguette.
Yeah. But no, it's, I don't know. It's just, I think it's, for those people naive enough to think he was just their friend and that Microsoft is like their football team, it's, I think that's probably dinged their pride a little bit, more than likely.
But I just feel like I'm so, so fed up of all this. One thing comes out and like, this is my team and that's your team and we're doing this better and you're doing that better. Look what your team's doing. Like, who cares? And it's the same as, I don't know if you've seen the stuff today that came out and basically said that Xbox were more profitable last year than PlayStation or something. And there was basically this chart that showed, although the revenue was higher, the operating profit was higher and blah, blah, blah. So everyone and their mother is now an economist or a financial analyst. Or, and you're like, I don't have the energy some days to even turn my Xbox on. Never mind putting my, sticking my flat or whatever the stain I'm trying to think of. I don't want to go out there and like
planting your flag in the sand,
saying something like that. Yeah. I don't want to go and like nail my
flag to the mast. Is that flag to the mast? Flag to
colours
the
mast.
Colours to the mast.
Colours to the
nail my colours to the mast.
You know what
that's
we mean. Just make your own sayings up.
Yeah, but basically, I'm not going to go out there and fight tooth and nail for something I don't really care about in terms of any sort of tribalism.
That line in the sand.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, put your flag in the sand, then colour it in, and then step over the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the tide comes in and moves it.
Washes
away. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Anyway. So, all a bunch of nothing, really, isn't it?
Aye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something that wasn't really storm and teacup, but something that wasn't really a bunch of nothing and was quite eye opening was the whole the Unity news. So Unity came out and essentially they're changing their revenue model, they're changing their I'll get all these words in wrong, but basically they were going to start charging a cost per unit over a certain level of sales or level of revenue to all the developers, basically install based. It was based on installs rather than based on sales or users or something. I don't know. But whatever it was fairly controversial. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Fair way
egregious.
The engine creators.
Yeah, the engine. Yeah, and that you saw a lot of backlash from,
because it's potentially crippling to a lot of indies use Unity. I think it's, one of the most popular ones for indies, definitely. And it's, I think we saw, is it Megacrit, the developers of Slay the Spire? Don't normally do any sort of public stuff, but they put like a whole post on Twitter to say, this is extremely damaging for us. I think they said they're building their next game in Unity and we may need to pivot away from it because it will just... The thing is, they can't... Excuse me, I've got back off. They can't, you can't plan for it either because you don't know how many installs you're going to get. This is you can't control it. Whereas if you're just paying a straight license fee, it's much easier to go, right, well, this is the ROI we're expecting, the end of the line. But, an indie, nobody could pick up on it. But suddenly if yours blows up and becomes the most popular, trendiest thing in the world, you're almost being punished for that. And you're not incentivized for it to do well almost. But yeah, so they came out, so Megacrit did it. I think, developers of Cult of the Lamb sort of jokingly said they're going to pull their game on the 1st of January.
I don't even think it was that joking.
I don't know.
I mean, there is now an account on Twitter that's just @fuckunity, and it's basically it's for all the developers who feel fucked over by Unity, which now has 17,000 followers, and you can see all the actual developers now coming out and tagging that account when they're kind of coming out with statements.
Sorry, Alex, when you go, apologies.
I was just going to say, there's certainly no love lost now between small indie developers and Unity. Not even just indie developers. I think there's been a fairly... Yeah. If anything, this has pulled developers together. United the developers against Unity.
Nice.
Wow, that was good. Cult of the Lamb developers, I can't think of their names.
Massive Monster, I think.
Massive Monster.
Yep. Yeah. Pulling the game on the 1st of January.
Mm.
Why?
Because they get charged every time somebody installs it onto any device.
From that day onwards?
I assume so.
Okay.
But I think Unity will walk this back a little bit.
Yeah, I think they have now. A little bit.
Yeah, I think they said, okay, but we've got a way to know. We'll only track the first install on one of your devices. Like, how the hell are you going to keep track of that? This doesn't sound possible. But yeah, I think, again, speaking of PR damage, I think that's been the worst thing. If you're an indie now, you're about to make your first game, and you know that this company have shown that they're likely to pull some shit like this. It's like, why would you use it? Why wouldn't you go to one of the other engines?
Yeah, so, it's a huge opportunity for everyone else to put their name out there.
Actually, I wanted to put it in context a little bit, because Lewis, you said you hadn't followed this particularly closely.
Nope.
So I wanted to show the impact that it would have on the games that we love around here. So, you know, how many of them are built in Unity, for example. Mm-hmm. So let's turn that into a little game, shall we?
Wow.
And it's a game.
ChatGPT do this?
No, I did it all myself. This is a game called Gentlemen Know Your Engines.
Right.
All right. Okay, that wasn't the response I was hoping for. This is a game called Unity or Schmoonity.
Oh, amazing.
All right, fucking hell. Easy, isn't it? All right, we'll do that. Right, I'm going to say the name of a game, a TCP favorite game, and you guys, Lewis first, then Alex, tell me whether you think it's Unity or Schmoonity.
Okay. Yes.
Here we go. Ready? We'll start with an easy one.
Right.
Starfield.
Schmoonity.
Alex?
Schmoonity.
Just out of curiosity, what was this going to be before? When it was called, whatever it was called, Gentlemen Start, Look at Your
Gentlemen
Engines.
Gentlemen Know Your Engines.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Is it the creation engine that Starfield's meaning?
It is Creation Engine 2. Correct, Alex. No bonus points for that. Sorry.
God must have made that one.
Beat Saber.
Schmoonity.
Unity. Alex?
It is Unity. Correct, Alex.
I've got that right.
Big one, Lewis. Hollow Knight.
Unity.
Alex?
Unity.
It is Unity. There you go.
Silk Song now.
Silk Song delayed. Yep. Further. Next one, let's go for Death's Door.
Ooh, I think that's Unity.
Alex?
Smoonity.
It's Unity again.
Okay. Come on, Alex.
Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl.
Don't care.
Definitely not Unity. That runs like shit.
Yeah, Schmoonity.
Schmoonity. Both saying Schmoonity. Unity.
Oof. Wow.
Yep. Pokemon Go.
Unity.
Unity.
It is Unity.
Who likes good. That?
Everyone
that's
likes
not
Pokemon
popular.
Octopath Traveler.
Unity.
Schmoonity.
It is Schmoonity indeed. That's on Unreal and not the Octopath engine. It's an art style.
Fucking Octopath. Oh, they should do that in the Octopath engine.
Chicory.
Unity.
Unity.
Schmoonity. Game maker.
Schmoonity.
Schmoonity. Nobody got one. Right, couple more. Disco Elysium.
Oh, Unity.
Unity.
It is Unity. Congratulations, both of you. Citizen Sleeper.
Unity.
Unity.
It is Unity. See how many of these are Unity?
Hmm.
Undertale?
Schmoonity.
Unity.
It is Schmoonity. That's Game Maker again. Lewis, I think you pulled it back here.
I think
Tetris
I have.
Tetris Effect.
Unity.
Unity.
No, that's Schmoonity. That's Unreal Engine.
I should have
known that. Sona 5.
Schmoonity.
Schmoonity.
Correct, that's Schmoonity. That is just a proprietary engine of theirs. Right, last couple, Cuphead.
Unity.
That is Unity, congratulations. And finally, I have no idea how I'm going to do the scores of this. Well done, everyone. let's go for Hyper Light Drifter.
Unity.
Schmoonity.
It is Schmoonity, Alex. Oh, congratulations. Let me just call
that a draw.
Yeah, it looks like a draw. I'll come back to you on the final scores. Thanks, everyone, for playing Gentlemen Know Your Engines.
Vroom, vroom.
That's what it was called.
No, it's called Unity or Schmoonity. Never to be played again because it's quite a niche topic.
Also 50-50.
Yeah.
All right.
But there you go. Goes to show, doesn't it? How many games we love are actually built on Unity.
Yeah.
You know, if they start fucking that up, then will we get fewer games.
They're surely going to, yeah, if they've not done it already, they're definitely going to rethink that.
Wheel it back.
Wheel it back. Any other news?
We had the Tokyo Game Show Xbox stream today.
Didn't know that was on.
I forgot about it and then realised, I was like, oh, it's the 21st, that's this morning, because I knew it was 21st, so I didn't, I have to say that I was working while it was on, so I didn't get to pay as much attention to it as I wanted, because a lot of it was subtitled, it was in Japanese, so but there was a few announcements, so we're now getting, so there's a couple of Like a Dragon, we call it, announcements these days, isn't it? It's not Yakuza anymore. So Like a Dragon Gaiden, the man who raised his name, is now going to launch straight into Game Pass on the 9th of November, which is very welcome because I'm looking forward to that game. It looks really good.
Built on the Dragon Engine.
The Dragon Engine,
Engine
indeed.
Fans.
Yes.
Proprietary.
To show that and a little bit more of Infinite Wealth, the next Like a Dragon game, so like the main game following on from Yakuza Like a Dragon, so they show that's coming 26th of January, which I'm really looking forward to. The more they show that, the more I'm looking forward to it, because I think Ichiban's just such a good character, so look forward to getting back to that. And they're also adding Ishin, Like a Dragon Ishin, that was released earlier in the year, that's coming to Game Pass before the end of the year as well. So that was the Like a Dragon stuff. They showed a bit more Persona. There was interviews with the Persona creators for Persona 3 Remake. Was it? I can't remember. Well, the Persona 3 Remake and Tactica, Persona 5 Tactica, which is coming for the end of the year.
How's Tactica looking, Alex?
Looks all right. I mean, it's not. Yeah. I've not jived with any of the Persona games, really. I feel like I should try it again.
I was thinking more for your fantasy critic team. You've got one. You've got an open slot.
I still have a slot. Yeah, I've got. I've got a few ideas for that final slot, but we'll see. We'll see what goes in it. Fill my slot someday. What else happened? We had Ace Attorney. What's he called again?
Phoenix Wright.
Ace Attorney. So that's coming to Game Pass next week, the trilogy. And the new editions are coming early next year as well into Game Pass. So that was announced today. There was something else. So when you mentioned Suda51, is that right? So he's got a collaboration with someone, can't remember who, but they announced that it's Hotel Barcelona, it's called. It's a 2.5D like slasher, hack and slash type game. Looked really cool. They did quite a big, that was the end of the stream, maybe about 10 minutes on it. Looked pretty good. So that's coming 2024.
I've never played a Suda51 game.
This looked, I was kind of like, where,
never.
What, where is this going? But I think it looks quite interesting, actually. I think that was the main things. Probably missed something. There's some stuff around PUBG, which I've never really paid attention to. I think there was a new map coming in October or something. I should have written some things down. I'll just kind of working off the top of my head.
That's freestyle, man.
Jazz.
The Game Pass editions are nice, though.
Yeah.
I think Tactica come into Game Pass?
Yes, it is. It's day one in Game Pass. Yeah.
Nice.
But that's cool. I'm keen on playing the Ace Attorney games. Never, ever played one of them either.
Ooh. I played them. I think I played the first one on the DS. Didn't really get into it, but I think I'd probably appreciate it a bit more now, having done a couple of kind of visual novel kind of things since. So yeah, they're well regarded, so good opportunity to give them a go. I think I own the trilogy on Switch though already.
You think?
As memory serves, yeah.
The other one you showed it was coming to Game Pass, and I think we already knew this was coming to Game Pass. It was Miniko's Night Market. I think that's been shown off in some Nintendo Directs and something in the past, so that's come to Game Pass. And the other one I forgot is they announced that Octopath Traveler is finally coming to Xbox and Windows, so that's coming early next year. They had a Square Enix bit, and they showed a little bit of Ori, and I'm like, what's Ori doing here? But Ori is now going to be a character in Party Animals. So Party Animals that came out in Game Pass this week, Ori, and
is that it?
I was a wee bit excited, and then I realised like this doesn't look like an Ori game, and it was.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I'd like another Ori game.
Mm, definitely.
I'd just like to add a clarification on something we discussed earlier on in the author means. It has taken me this long to spell it correctly. Kept on coming up author and then a lot of French words there. A filmmaker whose individual style and complete control over all elements of production give a film or game its personal and unique stamp.
Hmm. So is Miyamoto, does he fall in that bracket?
Hmm, don't know.
These days.
Maybe not these days.
Maybe he was an author. Hmm. Maybe he's graduated to whatever the next
he was an author.
Yeah.
He's a creative fellow.
In a river.
That's his position, isn't it? Isn't he the creative fellow at Nintendo?
That's his
official title.
I'm pretty sure it is. Also, while we're clarifying things, final score for our new favourite game, Gentlemen Know Your Engines. Alex 9, Lewis 8.
No.
So very close.
I feel like I got
not very often I win at a quiz, but I'm taking
that. How many questions was
there?
I feel like it went on forever. It's more than... I've more than 8, that's wrong.
Well, there's no way of knowing.
Well, someone listen back to this.
Phil 2, get on it.
Get on it. Go back and count.
Count the swear words and...
Stop staring at feet and count some words.
And don't show any favouritism towards Alex. He doesn't deserve it.
He doesn't like me anymore, it's fine.
Good. Join the rest of us.
Sounds odd.
All right. Northern News. Shall we do some pick up and play?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Who wants to go first? Pick ups and plays. Ben. You're coughing. Why don't you go first?
Okay. Okay, sure. Pickups. What have I got? I'm just doing these manual. Bought.
God.
Oh. Live Alive for the Switch.
Is that how you say that?
That's how I say it. That's how okay. I say it.
That's all
every
that
time.
Matters.
Yeah.
Live Alive.
Saying it. God damn it, Alex. 25 quid. Reasonable for a RPG.
New?
Stature, I thought. Brand new, yep. Nice. Yeah, I had my beady eye on it for a while, and that's hit that kind
it's
of...
It's in that Octopath engine, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
You're triggering me.
Where did you buy it? Where did you buy it? Did you use any credit? Because that's money. That's real money.
Yeah, so I got that and also picked up the Dark Souls trilogy.
Oh yes,
the PS4 version, which I was actually quite impressed with. It comes as three separate boxes. Kind of thought it would all be in one, but they've all got the same...
It's on the Xbox because I've got the Xbox One version of that and it's
right
in one case.
Yeah, so I was quite impressed with that. Yeah, I just thought I've enjoyed Elden Ring, enjoyed what I've played of Armored Core 6 so far, so why not take the plunge? And I think
why
they all
not?
Run at 60 frames per second on the PS5, so nice.
Oh, yeah.
He's right.
I'm right, you know.
Yep. So
the PS3 is in this.
That's quite disappointing.
That is a bit disappointing.
What the fuck's... Oh, I don't like this, actually. Sorry to hijack this.
No.
There's Dark Souls 3, right?
Jazz casting, yep.
Into a disc somewhere.
Underneath the disc.
Oh, I don't like that.
Nah.
Shouldn't do that.
Nah.
Poor
Dark Souls 3 is the one that I bought this for.
Right. Which ones have you played? You played Dark Souls 1, haven't you?
Yeah, I played it on Switch.
Yeah.
I got to a certain point and just gave up.
Hmm.
But
Switch has that effect.
Shut up. Shut your damn mouth. I feel like I'm better now at games, so I'm going to go back to it. But I want to do Dark Souls 3.
Nice. It's good to feel like you're better at games, isn't it? Yeah. I feel like I'm better at games now.
Yeah.
I can play Dark Souls.
Ben actually came out the other day in our WhatsApp group and said that Yeah, came out of the day. We all support you.
This stripy t-shirt.
All support you. We all support you, Ben. We're here for you.
Is that just because I posted a picture of a rainbow bagel?
That's why I've got my rainbow lights going on in the background for you.
When Mark says it looks like it's about to pupate, I was like, I've never been put off a bagel before, but that has put me off eating a bagel.
Well, it's because it's got the word poop and ate.
Not good.
Ben said in the WhatsApp group that off top of his head, the three best at games were Dan, Carl, and Ethan. I didn't realise we were only talking about FIFA and Rocket League here.
And no, Mario
I did think that a wee bit myself. I mean, I know, and I was never going to be in that top three. I don't understand why people think that I could be. This is quite... I don't understand.
I've taken offence to this because I've thumped Dan on multiple occasions at Mario Kart as well.
Yeah. Ethan's good at Mario Kart. Dan's good at FIFA. Carl's good at Rocket League. I've never seen anyone else achieve the standards that those three have achieved in those games. So that'd be a challenge to you, Lewis.
The path of pain and all at night. That means fuck all to you, Ben.
Talking about real games, all this.
Yeah. Real games.
Yeah.
Real live service games. That's what we want. How good are you at Marvel Snap, Lewis? Never even played it.
So, yeah, exactly. See, so patreon.com/acrossplayers. As little as £2 a month, you can get added into our
shit crazy WhatsApp group.
Where you will see screenshots from Tyler, from Dan, and from Max about Marvel Snap.
And please videos. Join... And videos.
As a video, I don't watch the videos. I've got no idea. So they'll put up a screenshot, like Max will put up a screenshot, and Tyler or Dan will be like, oh yeah, that's a rough one. Yeah, look at that one. What the fuck? It's just some pictures of Spider-Man on a page. What are they talking about?
Yeah, it's a good game though. Bless them.
Yeah.
If only we had a Discord to talk about games.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, those are my pickups anyway. And you just remind me, Alex, you were slagging off the Switch again. We did, if anyone's wondering why we didn't cover the Nintendo Direct, we did. But the recording went a bit haywire.
Mm.
So it's on our Patreon feed. So not that we're paywalling the worst content, but if you do want to listen to that.
It was a very special episode as well.
It's a very, very special episode. It was a special episode. It's almost worth checking out just on its own. But that's why. So we covered it there. So
we did.
We are aware that things have happened.
50 minutes of
not
just...
Not many things, to be fair.
Yeah. Absolute chaos. Absolute chaos. Alex, what you picked up?
I picked up FIFA. Oh, sorry, EAFC.
Oh, yeah.
2024. I haven't got it yet because it releases... Well, I've got the Ultimate Edition. So it comes out on the 22nd, which is tomorrow.
Which is tomorrow,
as we record. So getting it tomorrow. I also picked up Arcade Paradise on the Steam Deck because it was only £1.29. I'm like, I can't turn that down for £1.29. Such a cool game. So bought that. I think that's all I bought.
Very sensible. Yes,
I think that's all I bought at the minute.
Cool. I'm going to be quick. I bought nothing.
Nice.
Saving up for something special.
Saving up for that something special. Alan Wake 2, probably. Alex, back to you. What have you been playing?
I've been playing, maybe alluded to this a little bit earlier as part of the intros, but I have been playing a lot of Starfield.
Oh, great.
Now probably pushing 70 hours. Like maybe, what was it, about 25 the last time I spoke? Jeez, maybe, yeah. 15. So it's 70 hours now. Still not finished the main quest. I'll get there. I'm on the last bit. I've been on the last bit for about a week. I've just not gone back to do it because I keep getting distracted. And I am having the time of my life. Like, well, this is a bit controversial, but I've become a PC gamer. I use my mouse and I use my keyboard and it's all fun. And I'm like, why have I never done this before? This is like just a whole new world. But
just leave the chat, mate.
Just leave. Just leave.
Leave me alone. Just let me enjoy my moment, right?
Carry on.
But honestly, like, I've forgotten any of the gripes I had with the game. Like, they're all genuinely gone. I just love this game. Like, I love everything that's given me. I love the stories. I love all the different bits you get involved in. It's just, it's great. It's absolutely brilliant.
I'm glad you love it so much.
It is lovely. It is so nice when one of us just falls in love with a game like this.
Yeah.
It's good. Lewis, what? Because I'd given up. The last episode, I'd already given up with it. Where are you in your Starfield journey?
My Starfield journey. So, as listeners to this very podcast will remember, I was praising it last time, a couple of weeks ago, doing a bit of praise. Literally after we finished recording, I jumped on. I was like, I'm going to play some Starfield. I lasted about 25 minutes and turned it off. I was like, I don't know. I just soured on it. I kind of, I got to the bit you were at, with the lady walking to the bedroom or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Hurry up! I thought about the bits I didn't like up to that point, and the fact that it's, you know, I don't want to have to go into a menu to go places. It just wasn't what I was expecting in terms of even like, go into planets sort of ruined by No Man's Sky, for all the faults of No Man's Sky, just the ability to go to a planet, land, take off. The same can be said for that shitey Star Fox game, Starlink, that's the one. I'm pretty sure I forgot the name of that last time as well. Like, that kind of stuff just isn't what I'm expecting. The ship, I almost want the ship to be like a character, like how it almost is in Knights of the Old Republic. You spend a lot of time on the Ebon Hawk, like in other Star Wars media, like in the Millennium Falcon, spend a lot of time there. You can like almost say that's a character. Serenity from the Firefly series is almost another character. And that's kind of where I got stuck. I was like, I want this ship to be my friend. Why can't I walk around this ship when I'm flying from place to place? I want to speak to people in the ship. Yeah. Well, I didn't figure that one out. But I did go back to it. You can't walk. Can you walk about in that ship when you're up in space?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
You can come out the cockpit. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get that far. Deepish circle or something.
I've got a huge ship now. It's great.
Yeah,
but I've not got enough skills to put enough like crew in it, but I've got a huge, huge ship, which is really
good. Yeah, okay. This kind of last part for me. You can't walk on the ship, but still. Yeah.
You didn't stick around long enough to find out.
I did go back to it a few days ago, though.
But see, just on one of your points there, and I think this is, it plays better on PC. Because like I can hit I to go into inventory, I can hit L to go into missions, I can shortcut a lot of the things that you're maybe pressing two or three buttons on the console to get into the different bits, but I can get straight into each one by using different commands in the keyboard. So from that perspective, it probably doesn't annoy me as much as it potentially did with you guys, because it is two or three, and I have played a little bit, go back in the console. Like when I went away, I took my Xbox to play a little bit, and I just can't enjoy it as much in console now. And I think it is little bits like that where it just makes it that little bit easier when you're just hitting one key instead of maybe three or four button presses to get to different. So I can understand why that's no longer annoying me, but I can also see why it would be annoying when I've gone back to the console.
I just want that freedom to not have to go into a menu to do something. I feel like I should just be able to do in game. But yeah, I was sort of playing it for everything that I wanted it being Fallout in space. It is just that, and there hasn't been any noticeable adjustments to the gameplay, that Bethesda great gameplay that I loved 7 or 8 years ago. Just I don't know. I just really soured on it. But I did go back a couple of days ago, shot up New Atlantis. I was like, oh, I'm going to just go up and just...
That's the worst bit.
Point blank. I went to Mars, and then I went, actually, I don't want to be here yet. I want to go back to New Atlantis. Shot New Atlantis up. They kept trying to arrest me. I kept on running away. Shot more people. Went up into space. My ship blew up. I respawned back on the ground. I took off again. Back up in space. Got blown up again. And uninstalled the game after that.
You would try to kill everyone. So.
Yeah. So just on ending on a positive again on Starfield. So, Alex, would you... This feels, the way you talk about it and the way that you're experiencing the game, and also it's the first PC game you've probably got into, isn't it? Do you think this is already on your top 10
absolutely
list of
without a doubt. And it's high up the list.
Good.
That is impressive. Well, we've said it before, but we should definitely revisit our top 10, shouldn't we, this year?
Yes, definitely. I can see its positives.
And I think that's kind of what I said the last time. I was like, it's not going to be for everyone, and games don't need to be for everyone. But
exactly. Right, yep. What else? Anything else?
Breaking news, absolute bombshell. I finished the Switch game. I did.
Can't believe it.
Yeah. So I finished Pikmin 4. Pikmin is done. I enjoyed it. It's very good. Other than loading times weren't as long. I would probably finished it about 3 weeks ago.
How long are they?
Every time you start a day and you're sitting about, and I could have went and done various things and it was still loading, and I'm like, no,
really?
Too long. Yeah.
Some of the loading times are quite long. Tears of the Kingdom. I was like, I don't notice any long loading times.
Like, you notice them, but I'm like, it's not like half an hour.
A cup of tea, a drink of tea or something like that.
Yeah. I want loading times to be longer, if anything.
Yeah.
No, I get enough time to toilet break. Fanny about.
No. Yeah. But yeah, it was good.
Was that what you were playing in the hot tub?
I was playing a little bit of that, and potentially a little bit of what you might have been playing, Ben. So playing a little bit of that on my... A little bit of that, and I played a little bit of Gumbrella on my Steam Deck.
Do tell.
So that was quite a nice little game. I haven't played too much of it yet. It was quite cool. I like the use of the Gunbrella. It's quite an interesting concept, quite an interesting world. Not too much.
I'm a couple of hours into it. I'm playing it on the Switch. There's something. It's not quite hit the heights of, when you get an indie game and you're like, fucking hell, this is cool. It's not quite there yet. I don't think it's doing enough new to, although the Gunbrella is obviously the hook of the game. It's, I don't know, it doesn't feel like it's a fresh enough of a mechanic.
No.
What are you thinking, Lewis?
It doesn't matter, because I'll say it back. People can go back and watch it, and it's not going to make any difference because they won't see it. But you went to scratch your nose there or something, and your screen, your image froze just for the briefest second. It just looked like you were completely, you were smelling your hand.
Right.
Sorry, everybody. It's very childish. I found it funny.
So yeah, I thought very cool though. Very like it feels good to play, which is important. And that world and the kind of the sort of drab, dark aesthetic to it is cool. The music, I thought, is exceptional. Like that was the biggest part of it for me. It was like, oh, do you know what? And I immediately looked for the soundtrack. I couldn't find the OST anywhere. But really good, almost like. I don't know if you guys have heard of Flying Lotus, but almost like a jazzy, hip-hoppy, really sort of dense, layered, atmospheric stuff. Really, yeah, really impressive, but not, it feels like a 4 out of 5 rather than a 5 out of 5.
No, it doesn't hit that kind of death door type.
No.
It doesn't hit those heights, but it is solid in what it does.
Yeah, really, really solid. And yeah, there's enough about it that I'll carry on with it, but not, probably not the, and it's not really released with any fanfare, has it?
probably because it's around a busy time and it is, you know, not really hyped up too much immediately before release. But
which is, it's I guess maybe they know it's not. I guess it's not 4 or 5. So it's still a great game, but
yeah,
it feels like it was announced 2.5 years ago.
I mean, at least last year, maybe last year or the year before, possibly.
It was definitely at least last year, as you see.
Yeah. But yeah, really solid. Devolver, Doink Soft. Like, I liked Gatto Roboto, the game they did. I haven't played Demon Throttle, which is the game they released a year or two ago. That was 100% physical, so you can't get it on the eShop or anything. You have to, like, buy the physical version of it.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be pretty decent as well. But yeah, cool. Good at what it does.
Good. As I'm keen on that. It's just, there's just other things that I've got on the list, but it looks really cool. Like, you'd, I was like quite it. High on it when I first seen, like, the trailer for it, whenever it was, last year, the year before. It looks good.
You'd like enough. It. It's, yeah, and it's like kind of, I don't know, it's got that sort of Katana Zero. It looks and sounds completely different, but it's got that kind of gameplay, quick, you know, pretty tricky, violent.
And it's almost like planning your way through a bit as well, like Katana Zero and that whole, like, you kind of see where the enemies are in certain areas and you're like, what route am I going to take here to take some of them out to a certain extent?
Yeah.
To watch that being executed to perfection, if you go into youtube.com/thecrossplayers, go back a couple of years, you will find a series of videos done by Mr. Congleton himself. One of them, it's a good, I don't know how long, between 20 and 40 minutes, Ben just trying to get past one particular area. It's very satisfying to watch him fail over and over and over again.
Fair Ben.
As I said, I'm good at video games. I wouldn't put myself in the top 3.
Just number 4.
Number 4. Okay, anything else?
I mean, I've been playing quite a few bits and bobs, I would say. Obviously, last episode, we talked pretty much exclusively about Starfield. But just before getting into Starfield, well, not getting into, just before trying Starfield, and since, I've played a game called Shotgun King while we're on the indie side of things.
Not heard of that one.
It's like, imagine chess, but you are chess. Have you heard of this game called Chess? It's like, you know when, like, imagine you play Drafts. It's kind of like Drafts, but for adults.
Yeah, like what comes under the door.
Yeah, just like that. You play as the Black King, and you're basically by yourself because you're a dickhead king. And so all of your troops and everything have left you and joined the White Army, but you've got a shotgun. So
you're done.
I've got a shotgun. But everyone moves it's like a chessboard, top down. Everyone moves the same way as chess pieces do, but the difference is you've got a shotgun. So you have to obviously move one square at a time. Blast in a shotgun kind of radius, so your shotgun spreads out. I'm not selling it very well, but it is really good fun.
Sounds cool.
Kind of tactical, as chess is, obviously. And then at the end of each level, you can choose a perk, but with that perk, you also get the other team, like the White Army, gets a perk as well. So you have to kind of weigh up what you want to take versus what advantage that would give them. So it's tricky, but really, really good fun. Quite short. I think there's like 12 levels to kind of finish one run. And then you can unlock new guns and new abilities and bits and bobs. But yeah, I really like it. I think it's definitely one to put on the wish list and pick up. It's relatively cheap anyway, but yeah, get it on the sale, I would say.
It's on Switch?
On Switch, yeah. I think it's on everything. But I played it on Switch. I think it came out on... might have come out on Steam last year, possibly. But okay. Yeah, it's a good one. A bit of a sleeper hit. And then just, yeah, really quickly, a couple of other bits and bobs. Sea of Stars. Played about 6 hours of that so far. It's lovely. It's really nice. It was the game that made me kind of give up Starfield. Because it was just like, this is much more what I'm into. You know, just that's because I don't, like I said on the last episode, I don't have any nostalgia for Bethesda style games, I do have nostalgia for like 16-bit graphics and things like that. And yeah, it is lovely, gorgeous, like such a good looking game, plays really well. Yeah,
is that good, Unity or Shmunity?
I don't know, I'd have to look that up, it's not on my list. But yeah, brilliant. As I said earlier, Armored Core 6, been playing that as well. I kind of did this thing, I don't know, Lewis, you're a psychopath, so you probably did this thing as well.
Engine Unity, it is, in Unity. Yep.
There we go. But like with a kind of, although it's not a Souls-like game, it is FromSoft, so it's got that level of challenge to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept hearing that the boss of the first world is like this massive skill check, so just be prepared for that. And since I got past that boss, I haven't gone back to it, because I think psychologically I was like, I've done it, I've done the hard bit now, so yep. I've proved myself. Tick. But yeah, it is so cool to play. Like, I know we use the word cool to describe a lot of games, and I'm very guilty of that. But it's awesome to play. I think it's one that I don't think previews and reviews and gameplay kind of do it justice. It just feels incredible controlling these mechs.
That's one thing.
A lot of variety as well in the bosses and stuff.
Yeah, cool. That's one thing. I've just mech games, like I said before, I've been put off them.
Mm.
Like Armored Core 6 is a game that I want to like, and I've heard great things. I look at it, I watch gameplay or I watch trailers or whatever, and I'm just like, nah.
Yeah, I get it, because it looks like it's probably going to be clunky and unwieldy to control, but it really isn't. It feels really fast, and it's probably close. It is the Sekiro team, isn't it, that made it, and it probably controls closer to that than something more laborious like a Dark Souls kind of game. But yeah. I love it. I think it's definitely going to be high up on my list for the year. I think I just need to put a bit more time into it. Cool. But anyway, I beat that tough boss at the third attempt, which was quite happy. It's not bad. Not bad for me.
Well done.
Really quickly, Metroid Fusion. Played that as well. Finished that. What a game.
Yep.
Couldn't get enough of that. Just something about Metroid games. You just gobble up. They're so boorish, aren't they?
So, would you play it on NSO?
Yes.
Unfair. If I asked you to, would you prefer that or Zero Mission? Because you played Zero Mission. Maybe it's a while ago now.
I think as I was playing this, I was thinking, I like this, but not quite as much as Zero Mission.
I can't really
put my finger on why.
Mm. So, obviously there's Metroid Dread.
Mm-hmm.
I think I felt more Dread playing Fusion when the SAX is like dong, 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 like stomping about above you.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't ever feel that much Dread. I think I felt more Dread in Dread.
Okay. I'm not talking like I wasn't quaking in my literal boots.
Yes, you were.
Sling the fucking thing away.
It's such good fun, like that. Oh, I just love the loop of I'll just find the next power up. Oh, I'll just get to the next save room, and it's just addictive. Yeah. Glad to tick that off. I think that's three of the five main 2D Metroids I've played now.
You've done.
So I just need to play Super and two now.
Don't you have two?
I've got it. Yeah, I've just never played it. Yeah, not properly anyway.
You've got the original one as well on NSO.
Yes, yeah, but I probably won't play that.
But why play that?
And then speaking of old games, finally from me, F-Zero 99.
Oof.
which was announced at that Nintendo Direct. And
so good. It's incredible. I'm really, like, I loved the original F-Zero. I haven't really played the one since, but that was, like, one of my first Super Nintendo games.
Mm.
And the spin that they've put on it, it's
great.
Hard to, it just works so well. It's, incredible. And I think we talked it up. I think we talked it into existence. I'm certain.
Yeah, I think so.
Said this is going to happen at one stage. And it's brilliant. But again, like Armored Core, I set myself a target of coming first.
Yep.
And now I haven't played it since I managed
to. You have come first, then?
Yeah. Well, yeah. How about you?
I think the highest I've come is fourth. But you see this at the start, when you have all, before it goes into the actual game, when it's loading, you have all the ships or whatever at the bottom. I've seen someone with 34 above it. I assume that means 34 wins.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, my God.
I've seen some videos of people taking these huge shortcuts that you just wouldn't think to do unless you knew the game inside out. And I think that did give me a bit of an advantage. Not, I didn't take any shortcuts, but I know these tracks.
She's at it again.
Yeah.
No, but I know the tracks. And then once you figure out the mechanics of, okay, well, I can't use up all my speed boosts because then it's going to make me likely to blow up and lose all my energy. So once you know how to hang back and then know when to speed boost to catch up with the rest of the pack, it's clever. Again, really tactical.
Know how to hold them, know how to fold them, know how to walk away.
When to run.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, good.
That's right.
I went back and I played, it's not my turn yet, but after I'd done F-Zero 99, I jumped into some F-Zero just to compare and contrast. Yeah. They've, see for 99, they've done a great job upscaling that. It looks like they've rebuilt it, to be honest. Like, I don't know how many of the original assets they've used, but there's enough difference for me to think that it's a new, air quotes, game.
I was quite surprised how much they have done. Like, the obviously the UI elements are all brand new and they look really slick. And the fact that it's widescreen and all the, like you said, Lewis, all the bits at the start where everyone's kind of next to each other, that's all brand new. The sky lanes or whatever they're called, that's all brand new. But it's not bad for a freebie, is it?
Yeah, so good. Do you need the Nintendo Switch Online for that, or is it just free? Yeah. You do need it?
Okay. Yeah, you do. Yeah. So, yeah, freebie in inverted commas.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Excellent.
Mm.
For me, I have spent most of my time playing one game that I'll come back to. Recently, over the past few days, I've been playing some Broken Edge in the PSVR 2, which is a sword fighting game. You can play as a knight, a samurai, a viking, a barbarian. All got different types of weaponry, shields, different swords that you can sort of attach and grip and do all that kind of stuff. At the moment, I've only played against the computer. Not too much success. I think you want to go through a series of bouts versus different characters, and then you face against a baddie, like maybe 6 or 7 fights. But it's tricky. It's genuinely quite difficult. Tricky. Even though you're sort of watching the character come towards you and they're sort of like swinging their swords around their head in some sort of pattern, you go, right, okay, I can get this pattern. And then something happens and you manage to, they'll hit you with the weapon. But here we go. It's cool. I'm really bad for saying games are cool. I don't know any of the words. It's just cool.
They are cool though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When one of the bits I think is the coolest is when you beat the baddie, they'll crumble in front of you. And what you can do, you'll see they're basically the remains of their corpse almost turned to stone in a heap in front of you. What you can do is get your sword, put your sword into what's on the ground, and you can flick like their head away, poo, or their torso, you can just flick it away. I noticed that within 10 minutes of turning it on. So there's a benefit. There's a great reason to play it. That once you beat someone, you can punt their remains.
Amazing.
I'd have tried to play online against people on the day it released, Tuesday. Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday.
And it didn't really work. So you go into a lobby, and then I was paired against someone, looking at them, their swords were glitching all over the place, but I had nothing. So I was looking, because normally if you look down, you can see like your character's body. There was nothing there, just two hands floating, no weapon, no nothing. And I was just sort of sat looking at this other person. I could see whoever I was facing doing this, looking at their wrist. And all I could do was I was just shrugging. I don't know. Just couldn't get it to work. That might be that I've just missed something obvious, but at the start of the game, there's a sword in front of you. You pick that sword up, and that loads the game. That's when you sort of start. None of that's there for this online experience so far. I was like, okay, am I expecting to see a pedestal in front of me with a sword in to take out? Because it isn't there. I was like, there's a sword over there. Do I need to walk over to get that? So it pushed the button so I could see where I was walking to, make sure I wasn't going to walk into a wall. But okay, the sword's where my door is. So I sauntered across to where the sword was in game, tried to pick it up. I was like, I just feel like a fanny. That's because this is just part of the scenery. Went back. I was like, don't know. I had to quit the game. Quit out the game. Reboot it. Try it again. Same happened. So that was unfortunate. I don't know if that's just first day teething issues.
Was that in when you were playing it at lunch, or was that playing it later?
That was... that was later, but only a few hours later.
Because it seemed like there was a little bit of an issue. Like, you had pre-ordered the game.
Yep.
But you couldn't buy it. So there seemed like people who had pre-ordered it seemed to get it early. But there was a big delay between actually being able to buy it. So I don't know if the pre-ordered version unlocked earlier than the actual release.
Maybe
it
wasn't. Didn't get the day one patch that everyone else got.
I don't even think it was a patch. I think it was just a game, whether the servers weren't properly live or something. Yeah.
Was it Tile? I know, was it Phil that was saying he couldn't buy it?
Yeah, so like I had looked as well, and it was just like I had to wish list. There was no, you couldn't pre-order it, but you couldn't buy it either.
Really?
So I don't know if they did something that didn't line up quite right, and the release time is supposed to be like, a lot of release times just now are like 6 o'clock at night. They seem to hit about that time, whereas I think yours unlocked at midnight, and I don't know if midnight, there was just something in between that going a bit funny.
A bit off. Yeah.
Odd.
I had to jump back in.
Yeah, what made you pre-order it, Lewis?
It looked awesome. I just loved the way it looked.
I love the colour scheme and everything.
Yeah, it looks great. It looks, honestly, it's really, really great looking. And that was it. I was like, this looks like a lot of fun. It was £9. I was like, I'm happy to take a punt on that. And it is, it's just, from what I played, about an hour or so, it's just as that good, silly fun. You're basically fencing. It's a fencing game.
Yeah.
It's fun.
More thoughts on cross-button VR, possibly? Tomorrow.
Wow. Who else has got it? Okay. Alex, you get it? Can't wait to hear that. Mainly, so we've been discussing indies that grab you by the ghoulies. I have played and finished Inscryption, which, by the way, I absolutely love.
Oh,
what a game. I've had it on the Switch for a good while, sitting in the to-be-played pile. I think my first session, I managed 4 hours just playing it. And I didn't know what was going on. Actually, did I check? No, I never checked. You sort of start the game and you can only continue. And I was like, have I played this? I can't remember playing this game before. And I was like, I'm sure it's deliberate. Well, which it is. But man, for like a deck building roguelike or roguelite, whatever one it is, it is so good. And it has that element of, what I like in games is that there's a story there, but it's quite dark and quite vague. I like a vague story that unfolds over the course of this sort of experience. And even once you've done, you're like, what the fuck? that whole thing, the whole the gameplay loop, like just that getting extra cards, a couple of the cards speak to you, that little stoat is so
top three river mammal.
One of the top three. One of Ben's top three. Total misplay. I just love that kind of drip feed, and it's like because there's the stink bug and the stoat, and they're like, oh, there's one other, and so for those that haven't played it, you sort of generate into this cabin. It's all dark. There's a couple of eyeballs sort of staring at you across the table. You can't really see who it is. But the cards, a few of the cards speak to you. And so they kind of drip feed you the story. But you can walk around the cabin and unlock things. There's various puzzles around the cabin in the first act, air quotes. I was taken by surprise at how much I liked it. In terms of enjoyment across the board, it was really, really high for the start of it. Thought that was really good. Cooled slightly in the middle section.
Mm-hmm.
When you played it, sort of act two, as it were, and then kind of went back up again for the end sort of piece.
Yeah.
It's just such a clever game. Really cool.
Takes some weird turns, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just.
And you're never really told what to do. You just have to sort of get used to it. Like every time you put that stoat down, it basically tells you you've done something wrong. Like you shouldn't have put him there.
Yeah.
You should have put him somewhere else. Yeah. I would say it's a must play. I think everyone has to play that game. Within the first few days of playing it, I was already checking on like Etsy to see if I could buy cards for it. I was on the Devolver website to see if there was like any merchandise that I could maybe pick up. It really grabbed me, and so like I've finished it, and I've been doing so. Once you finish it, like something else opens up for you to play. So I've been playing bits and pieces of that as well. Love it. I don't want to say too much about it because there's a lot there that I didn't know.
Yeah.
And like I sent Ben a photo
I'd totally forgotten about that part of it as well.
And it was just, I was like, that's, really, really cool when that happened. Cool. Just wasn't expecting it. Everyone's like, just tell us. Like, no, I'm not going to tell you. You go and play the game. And you kind of see
one of those.
The less you know, the better, I think, going into it.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it. It's good. Good.
It's one of those I feel I need to pick up again. Like, I did play it probably quite near console release, because I think it was roughly when you had either just played it or were playing it, Ben, I think I was playing it. But it didn't vibe with me at that time. But I should try it again.
I love it. I'd like to get it physically on the Switch. That'd be good, because I've played it on the PlayStation, but
Is there a physical version?
I think one of the limited run, what was it Special Reserve? I think they did one. Because they usually do Devolver stuff. But I didn't order it. But I would like to get it at some point.
Yeah.
Special game.
Yeah. And I was reading that the Daniel Mullins, the developer, all of his games are like share a universe or something like that. So like I was reading, because I quickly went into the Discord afterwards. I left because I was like, there's too much stuff happening in this Discord for me. Someone was saying that you might not understand what's going on fully if you haven't played his other games.
Right.
So there is an element of crossover. So I quite like that. I think his other games are only on Steam. Yep. Only on Steam. So Alex, you could get that. You could play all the games. Yep. And that's it, I think. I have not really played much else. I actually played
any Trombone Champ?
Oh, yes. Trombone Champ. That's just daft. There's a few different, so yeah, Trombone Champ, the meme heavy game from early this year. It's like you are a Mii from the Nintendo Wii days playing a trombone in the Guitar Hero style. It's all out of tune and it's really, really a lot of fun. There are different ways to play it. So I played handheld, I was downstairs just to wind my family up. And you've got to tilt the switch back and forward to control where your notes, there where the notes are. But if you do it using the Joy-Con on the, just if you're, if you have on the telly, the Joy-Con with the infrared,
the IR sensor,
yeah, thing, you can use that. I think you'd mentioned like a theremin, which is yeah, like the distance of your hand to the sensor is where it'll go up and down on the screen, which is, I think, probably maybe the best way to play it. If you've got like a,
right,
if you're having one of those great Nintendo Switch parties, when we all come round and we've just finished playing a game.
The ones in the adverts, yeah.
Yeah, just like that. Yeah. Is using that as the control method. Just daft. Silly fun.
When you have those parties. Games.
Can you, is it local multiplayer? So if you had a Joy-Con each, could you all do them?
I assume so. There's a, when you boot into the main game, it gives you the option of up to four players, I think.
I might get that for the kids.
Yeah, for the kids.
Then enjoy that for the kids.
You'll regret it.
Nice.
It's just, it, I think it's like a tenner, 11 yeah, quid or something. And I'm one of those suck you in at that price. Oh yeah, and I quickly, yeah, played. I was playing some Control, but that's it.
That's a lot.
A lot.
That is a lot. Mainly Inscription, though. That's taken up most of my time. All right. Anything else from either of you lovely chaps?
Don't think so.
Don't think so. Although, I could give you a chance to even the scores before we leave.
Oh, wow.
If you're up, Lewis, for playing one quick round of Gentlemen, Know Your Engines.
Yep, let's do it.
Ready? This is one of your favourites, Lewis. Little Nightmares 1 and 2. Unity or Shmunity?
Unity.
Unreal!
Oh.
So that means Alex takes the crown.
He's already won it. He only had 9. I had 8, apparently.
Yeah, but that was your chance to draw level. Oh, well. There we go. Stick around for the next exciting episode of Gentlemen, Know Your Engines.
Room, room.
Unity or Shmunity, as it's known.
Fine.
To those in the know. If you like this type of thing, you can support us from as little or as much as £2. You don't have to pay any more than that. And you can, as I said earlier on, get entry into our batshit crazy WhatsApp group, where we discuss all manner of things, feet, boxes of stuff.
Marvel Snap.
Lots of that.
Pictures.
Some Starfield.
Some Starfield
chat.
We
don't talk about Starfield.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Do we?
Whenever Andrew gets in the mood to watch a new sport, he'll ask if anyone wants to join
a
group
sport
of them. He done the same with MotoGP.
Yeah. Any purchasing decisions.
Seek
we can
subsidies
help with
for sport.
So you can become a patron and join that. But you know, you can also join the Discord. Easiest way is going to crossplayers.com, and there's a link at the top for Discord and Patreon. You can also go to our Redbubble shop and buy some glorious tennis club t-shirts. Some nice crossplayers merch, more of which shall be coming soon as we hurtle towards EGX.
Indeed.
Chaps. It's only a few weeks.
Have you guys seen the new design that's
I
just
have
come through?
Yeah.
Oh,
it pops.
Baby.
It
pops.
It came through whilst we're recording, right?
Yeah.
9:10.
Everyone is going to want one of these.
That is amazing.
Very good.
Exciting. If you want one, it'll be in the Redbubble. I'm sure we'll think of something for our patrons to get one.
Of course.
Patrons include Ethan Hunt, Nate Ellingsworth, Carl Hughes, Sean Hughes, Jason Frost, Sarah Purbrick, Rebecca Rudranath, Luke Cooper, Kevin Scully, Mark Hammond, Runestorm, Phil Marshall, Stack, it's an amplifier reference, Eamon McCauley, Phil Henshaw, Daniel Muir, and Games with T. That's the name on his birth certificate. you could join their glorious ranks. Their contributions are very much welcome. Thank you very much. All right. Anything else?
Nothing from me.
All good?
Good, good. All right.
Good fun.
Fuck off.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
See you later.